This is Daf Hashavua. Shir number one for Daf Pei Beis and Maseches Kuvos. We're on Pei Beis Amad Aleph, eight lines down at the two dots. Ahu Gavra, Dinafla La Yevama B'Masa Mechasya. We had a case like this on Pei Aleph and Mid Beis, 13 lines from the top. Similar kind of case. That was in Pumpadisa. This is in Masa Machasya. So you have a case where a Yavama fell to him, means that his brother passed away, and now he potentially is going to perform Yibam. But so let's say the older brother is going to perform Yibam with his sister-in-law, with the wife of the deceased brother. But there's a younger brother as well who potentially could perform Yibam as well. And he's concerned that when the older brother performs Yibam, the entire estate of the deceased brother is going to him, and the younger brother doesn't want that to happen. So once again, how is he going to passel? How is he going to get part of the estate? If I can passel Yibam, that'll never happen by giving this woman a get, giving the sister-in-law a get. This way, my brother can't perform Yibam, and then we can divide the estate of our deceased brother, and it won't all go to the Yavam. So Amar Leh, so the older brothers could before him and said, "My Datech, what are you thinking? If you want to say it's because of what all the property or the possessions of our brother that you don't want to lose out on, so don't give her a get. I'll split it with you." Amar Leh, so the younger brother said, "Mr. Fina Davarit Liki to Ovid Pumpadisa Ramah. I'm afraid that you're going to do to me like the Ramai in Pumpadisa." Now, who's the Ramai in Pumpadisa? We have to remind ourselves of that case on Pei Aleph and Beis. That case over there, also the brother said, "Well, what are you worried about? I'll split the estate with you." So what the Gemara is pointing out, which we did not say on Pei Aleph and Beis, you don't see the full story, is that he reneged on the deal. The brother said, "Guess what? I'm not splitting it with you." Now, happens to be, he didn't really have the right to split it with him anyway, because we paskin like Rav Yosef that you can't sell, you can't have no rights to that property. But nonetheless, they didn't go to Rav Yosef just yet. He promised him half the estate. He reneged on the deal. They came to court because the younger brother said, "Hey, he promised me half the estate." And in the end, Rav Yosef ruled like the older brother. No, he doesn't have to give it to you. In fact, he didn't have the right to give it to you at all. So that's why he called him the deceiver in Pumpadisa. I don't want that story to happen to me. So Amar Leh, Ibois, Ploglach Mehasht. Okay, so then I have a good idea. Let's split it from now. Now, how's that going to solve the problem? If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Pumpadisa Ramah, let's do that one first, about nine lines down into the thin lines. Shacharechen Chazarbo. He reneged on the deal. Next Rashi, Plog Mehashta, Hachazek Bechelkacha Me'achshav, make a kinya now, take hold, so to speak, of your chelak of the estate now. V'yafa pishena achshav k'nuyalach, even though it's nearly not yours until I marry, I perform Yibam, says the older brother to the younger brother, or I split it with you. Nonetheless, when I eventually marry her and I'm zokin all of the full estate of our deceased brother, you'll be able to have the rights and acquire your chelik in it, because you made a kinyan right now. They knew Rav Yosef held that to divide like that was not allowed. That shouldn't be okay. But they thought, because I know why, because the whole plan was to split it while she was a Shomeris Yavam. If the older brother had performed Yibam and then gave the brother half of the estate, that would have been fine. So what he decided to do was that, okay, listen, let's make a kinyan now, but they will make it tonight. It'll be a delay. It'll take effect afterwards, after I really have hold of the estate. Maybe thought that that would be acceptable even to Rav Yosef. So Amar Mar Barav Ashi, Afal Gav Dechi Asa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Even though, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Ha'omer lachaveiro leich umishoch parazo, lo tiyek knu yelacha elalachar shloshim yom. A person says to his friend, take hold, I want you to make a kinyan mishicha on a para. That's how we, that's a very, something very heavy. You can't do hagbah, so you have to pull it. So I want you to take, make a mashicha, kinyan mashicha on this para, but there's going to be a delay. It's only going to be acquired by you after 30 days. So the halacha is la'achar shloshim yom kana v'yafil omedes ba'agam. So the acquisition can take place. You can build in a delay of the 30 days, and that's okay. Even it's omedes ba'agam, even if it's not around. Look at Rashi, v'yafilu omedes ba'agam, right in the middle of the thin lines, she'ena b'rishus alokeach. Even though it's not in the Rishus Lokeach, the kinyan could take effect later on after 30 days, even though the par is somewhere else. So says Marbar Avashi, even though there is such a concept of a delay in the kinyan, that does not work in our case, in the case of the Yavaman and his brother. You know why? Because Hassan Biyadur. You know why it works over there? It's effective in the case of the para, because it's within his power. It's within his hands. To do so, to affect it at that time. So then, since it's in his hands to affect it immediately, when he gives him the para, he has the right to say, when he does the mishicha, he has the right to say, guess what? We're going to delay it for 30 days. But here, the older brother doesn't have the right to split up the estate before there's Yibam. And therefore, to have built in this delay doesn't work. Look at Rashi. Hasam, Dibur Maskal, Hasam. Hasam, Hu Dekon El Achar Shloshim. You know why? Vishim Diyado, Hadir Laknos, Elimishas Mashicha. Because he was with his hands and control and power to make the kinyan to him at the time he was Moshech, at the time he pulled it. Hilkoch, Mahanya Mashicha, Lashich, Yishkayim. Therefore, the Mashiach will also be effective. The Mashiach he did now will be effective for when the Tanai is fulfilled, meaning 30 days have passed. But but now he does not have that right. But so to say, oh, by the way, so after I perform Yibam, you'll be Zocheh from this moment, that's meaningless. The Kaiba and the Krav Yosef, Kid Kav Inon, Halach, Hilchazar, Kavasei, the Kamim Shmait, and later on you'll see that we pass, we've established Halach, Halach, Yosef, and therefore that's not going to work. Vafilu Islan, even if we hold Yibem Rachakachilek, Masha Asa Asa, even if you hold that if he performed Yibam and then he distributed it, that would be effective. And that's a question whether that's true, but assuming even that that is true, has to miyaslav biado, but he doesn't have that power now because, as opposed to the case of Meshicha, which he can affect now, the case of splitting the estate before performing Yibam, he does not have the right to affect now, and therefore we can't affect it through a delay either. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Vaha, hold on 1 second, Rabbi Yochanan, you're quoting me from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Dimizko, Rabbi Yochanan, on that if you tell your friend, go and Meshoch this para, but it'll be in Kanuyi to you after 30 days, Rabbi Yochanan says, it works. So the Gemara says, but Vaha, kiyasa, so Ravin, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael. He quoted Rabbi Yochanan who said, "Lo kani, that you can't acquire the cow if there's a delay. You can't acquire it now in advance. For 30 days afterwards." So he answers, "Gemara lo kasha. Hada amar le kinei me'achshav. Hada lo amar le kinei me'achshav. It all depends on what language you use. If you use the formula of 'I want you to acquire it from now, so it's retroactive to now,' that's okay. But if you didn't say me'achshav, so then to build in a tanai of 30 days where you didn't say me'achshav, that's not going to be effective. Bo mine me'ula. They asked Ula the following question, and Rashi made reference to this. We saw it a minute ago. Yibem v'achakachilek mahu. Let's say the brother performs yibam, and then he wants to give some of the estate to another brother. What's the halacha there? So is that, does that work? So says the Gemara. So they asked Ula. Ula says lo asav lo klum. It's meaningless. What if he distributed the property and then he performed Yibum? So that should be a strange question to us, because it's Kavachomer shouldn't work. So Maskev Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes challenges this. He objects this and says, I'm getting it. If you're telling me that even if before Yibum and the estate is in his hands of this Yavam, were you telling me that distributing the estate, Ula says it's no good. You have to even ask that what's the halacha if he distributed before he performed Yimim? Obviously, it's no good. Answers the Gemara, you're right. But Shnei Ma'asim Havu. Happens to be there were two different cases that came to Ula, and Ula ruled on both of them. It wasn't that, not giving halachos where I could learn one from the other through Kav HaChomer. But there were two cases. Take a look at Rashi. Shnei Ma'asim Havu. About eight lines before it gets wide in Rashi, Umisha Shalzo, Lo Shalzo. The one who asked the first Shiloh didn't ask the second Shiloh. Lo Shama Acharon Esa Rishona. It's not like the second one who asked the question heard the first question, and therefore it would be meaningless to ask. Shalo Nishalo Yachar, the Beis HaMedrash. Right? It's not like they asked it together in the Beis HaMedrash of the Giris of Ba'oma, you know, to learn just for the purpose of learning. LLP, Maisim Shiru Nishalo. Because of these real cases that happen. Occurrences that happen, they ask these shilas. The Gemara continues, Ki asa Ravin Ama Reish Lakish. So when Ravin came to from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted Reish Lakish saying, Bein Yibeim Vachaka Chilek. Bein Chilek Vachaka Yibeim Lo Asa V'lo Klum. Either way, whether you perform Yibam and then you distribute it, and certainly if you Mechalek and then you perform Yibam, you don't accomplish anything. V'hilchasa Lo Asa V'lo Klum.